Anybody have an announcement that needs to be lifted up? No announcements? What about a joy or a concern? While you're thinking about that, let me just share from this morning's service. We prayed for Josh and Tanya Wient. We prayed for Johnny Rivera, who was in an accident. We prayed for the Zekmans, Lillian and Herb. One that I just added to my personal prayer list is for Nancy Bowman, who's back in the hospital. And we gave thanks for Richard Blatt, who had another sort of miraculous turnaround this past week. I went on Tuesday kind of thinking it was going to be a farewell visit, and Marlene called me on Friday to say that after really being non-responsive for 4 days, he just woke up Friday morning and wanted to eat and wanted to drink, and I went over and visited him on Friday, and he was the Richard that we know and love. So, but let's continue to remember him in our prayers. Do you have other concerns or prayers that you'd like to share? I don't see any, so let's begin. Yes.
Church. I don't know if many of you are aware of it, but they've been struggling with a lot of strife in that country. And it just seems to be like one area and then another. And Samuel Dolly, who's going to be speaking, I believe, at conference, he's the head of the church in Nigeria, and we knew him quite well. He called to the head offices and shared that that to please pray for the churches there. They had a couple churches burned, and there were several people that lost their lives in the strife going on. And it's just, they don't know who is doing it. Bob, what's that group's name that has just, they don't know who quite who is doing it? Bob, what's that group's name that has been in the news? Boko something?
Boko Haruna.
Yes.
Which is an extremist.
Yeah, it's an extremist group that's they think is believed to be causing all this. So please lift up the church in for your prayers and your self-keeping. You know, I was thinking about this in Sunday school, and it's like the people are continuing to go to church, but they don't know from Sunday to Sunday if maybe that will be their last trip to church, because it really is life endangering.
Yeah, thanks. I really appreciate it. I meant to lift that up and didn't think about it, but one of the things that really struck me in this email that Samuel Dolly sent was that in the Kaduna Church, which is a campus that I'm very familiar with, was there a number of times. The church was burned to the ground, and several people were killed, and Samuel in his email said that they were slaughtered like goats. And that, for me, went on there in Nigeria. So let's please remember our Nigerian brothers and sisters. Thanks. Any others? Yes. Okay, we'll lift up Charles in our prayers. Charlie? Palsy?
Paulson.
Paulson. Okay. Let's rise to our feet, turn to our first hymn, and sing it together.
Thank you.
your hymnal, put your bulletin in there, because right after this call to faith, we're going to sing this song right across the aisle in your bulletin. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with singing, with joy. That the Lord is God. He made us, and we belong to our God. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to God and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love will continue forever, and his faithfulness will continue to each generation. Let's join together in singing the next song. Now you may be seated, and maybe you want to take out the next song that's in a song sheet in the rear of your hymnal and just kind of hold it so that at the conclusion of this prayer time, we can sing it as a response to prayer. Let's pray together.